Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV live here on YouTube. It is Friday. It is more or less 2 o'clock. We are basically now 48 hours away from kickoff, Liverpool's third round clash with Shrewsbury Town, which as it stands will go ahead. The FA ruling that players from all the way down to under 18s are eligible. There's no basically eligibility criteria as there are, as there was certainly in the semi-final of the League Cup for Liverpool, which obviously led to that postponement. The training centre at the AXA in Kirby has reopened this morning, 11 a.m. Friday. It reopened, giving Liverpool 2 days to basically get a team into training, work out who's fit, and get an 11 ready for Sunday's game. What are they going to do? I have got no idea. How could I have an idea? Why are we doing this show? Why? Because we do it for every single game. And unfortunately, Chris has done a half day in the morning. He's done the build-up show. He drew the slightly longer straw of the two pretty short straws today. And it's Steve's day off. And he's booked another day off at the weekend as well. So amazing for me. Yes, just to contextualise all this, because I'm sure your mentions are still filled with really bitter Arsenal fans that the game got postponed. Just the rules, lads. Literally just the rules. There's a global pandemic and it's the rules. Yeah, right. So we're going to go through this and work out who is available. So who we know is not available. My back's a bit off here. Wait. I'm here. I'm still here. Oh my God, this is taking longer than I wanted it to. Right. Harvey Elliott, still out injured, although is back in training, although not full contact yet. Who we got here? Mohamed Salah, African Cup of Nations. Sadio Mane, half of the Senegal squad have got COVID, but apparently not him so far, but he's still African Cup of Nations. Naby Keita undoubtedly will get through the entirety of AFCON without COVID or any injuries whatsoever and then get a sore back on the plane back. And Thiago Alcantara, he's a doubt as well for this game as well. We know he had a hip problem after himself being out with COVID. So he is technically immune right now. So he is one of the few players that I would normally be able to go guaranteed to be able to be in this game. But no, as it stands, as far as our knowledge goes, injured. He hasn't even got a magnet on his back because we had to rob it because we've had to fill the board up with every other likely possibility of players that will be involved in this game because two things. Again, we've got to pull from the under-18s, probably and under-23s, to fill out certainly the matchday squad for this. But realistically, because it's the FA Cup, so we were always likely to field quite a lot of youngsters. But the question mark around this is, do we even go stronger in this game? And my sneaky suspicion is we'll put a stronger 11 out on Sunday than we would have done if the Arsenal game had gone ahead, simply because there's lads now who could do with a game of footy. Because, let's say, for example, and those names are, so the ones that we know would technically be available are Virgil van Dijk, who had it just before COVID, just before Christmas. Thiago's on the floor. And the other one was Fabinho. Fabinho had it as well, and he's recovered. Now, we know the three that were named from the weekend that missed were Alisson Becker, were Joel Matip, and Roberto Firmino as well. Now, we are waiting on a credible source to tell us whether they're available or not. Now, technically, because I believe it was either Thursday night or Friday morning, it was certainly told to the world it was told to the world that we had three players missing in the Friday press conference for Chelsea. So there's a chance that today, if they've tested negative yesterday and today, they should be able to come out of isolation and be available for training either this afternoon or tomorrow morning, which means technically all three of them can play. But would you throw them into that game having not trained for a week, or certainly not trained anywhere other than the back garden for a week? I don't know on that one. And in addition to it as well, there are still some injury doubts over Takumi Minamino and Divock Origi, although it's rumoured that there's a chance that they might be available in here. What we don't know is who actually does and doesn't have it. So I haven't got Kelleher on this board. We've had a list of rumours. There's rumours only that he's not available for this one. I don't even know where his card is. There's a chance that he actually that might be absolute bollocks and he is totally available. There were rumours that Trent Alexander-Arnold had it. But as I say, we've had no confirmation on this, so a lot of this is best guess. So here's who we've got as an option here. I don't think we would risk Alisson, but it will depend on the availability. If Adrian can't figure and Kelleher can't figure, what we do have is this fella right here, technically a registered Liverpool squad member. Loris Karius, could we see Loris Karius come in out of the cold for this one? I like Loris as a fella, he's a sound fella. He did cost me a win in our 2v2 PES game by bringing himself, the goalkeeper, out and being lobbed. You know, he's a professional football player and I'm just a sit at home, talk about football, playing pro evo kind of guy. But he's a good fella. But I also was at Tranmere in the pre-season game after Kiev, and it was a nightmare. And given that Shrewsbury are bringing 5,000 fans to Anfield, I mean, if he can't handle that, I don't know what's left for him as a professional footballer, to be honest. But I wonder whether, and again, we don't know whether Peter Lugh is fit. We've got Harvey Davies as a young Scouser as an option there. I wonder whether there's just a world where if there's one of Kelleher, Adrian, and maybe Peter Lugh available, I think probably one of them plays. But if we're down to Harvey Davies, I don't know if you throw Harvey Davies in a deep end straight away, because he's only had a few sub experiences for Liverpool, just being on the bench a handful of times for us. So it might well be Alisson in that regard. I'm going to start stripping some of these back. It would be wild if Karius got involved here. I'm going to chuck Adrian down there. I'm going to put Karius out the way for the moment. So I think we're starting to narrow this down. This is good. Welcome to a 3-hour in-depth deep dive into lads who may or may not play for Liverpool this weekend, because I've got no one's got an idea. I mean, Peter Kravitz is there at the AXA training centre right now. I bet he hasn't got a blind clue whatsoever. So in terms of left-back options, Andy Robertson is available again after suspension. Now, he's a really interesting case here. So he's missed the last three games for Liverpool, including obviously Chelsea was the last game of suspension, which was what moved on again because of Leeds. So he's now not played in a couple of weeks. And if you don't play him at the weekend, then that's then Thursday, a game before he plays, which is another whole week. So And Kostas has obviously played a bit in his absence. Normally, I'd have said Beck would start this game, but I wonder whether I think Kostas will come out of the side for this. And I think we might see a 60-30 minute swap between Robertson and Beck. And which way you do that, we'll have a little chat about that in a minute. In terms of fullback, similar thing. You've got, I reckon Nico would probably play this game regardless, but you might need Nico in attack. Jesus wept. Defensively, Virgil, if he's just come out of isolation recently, I don't think you risk Virgil van Dijk for this one, no matter what happens. We've got enough centre-halves who need games, and if they're fit and available, I would suspect Gomez, if he's available, nailed on to start this. Matip will only just have come back to training, so there's no point in risking Joel Matip there. You've then got Nav Phillips, who Liverpool, I think, are looking to sell this January. We've already had a bid rejected for him, and he's only just about to come back into contact training, so I imagine Phillips would not be a reasonable option. And then you're left with a few extras, so there's Jarrell Quansah, who was on the bench the other week. I think he would be a sub option, if anything. Right, where am I going to do my subs pile? Let's do my subs pile here. Because that's going to be even more of a car crash, to be honest. So, yeah, you've got kind of Kometio, Konate, or Gomez, I think, is two. They're your likely centre-back options. Let's move it forward. So, at the moment, we've still got two left-backs, three right-backs, three centre-halves, three goalie options. It's like whittling this. I'm sat on a porch in the deep south, drinking bourbon and whittling away at a Liverpool squad. So defensive midfielders, Fabinho is immune, so he should be technically available for this. Tyler Morton has obviously played all of the cup games for us so far. I would imagine he would be pretty much, if he's available, would be a first name on the team sheet for us. Leighton Clarkson is back from his truncated loan spell at Blackburn Rovers. I'm just going to put Fabinho in the subs pile, by the way. Okay, James Balaghese, we've not seen anything. Even he's been on the bench, but I think that will probably be a stretch. He might make it to the substitute bench there. So I wonder whether there's Tyler Morton. Do you give Jordan Henderson a game? You've got Oxlade-Chamberlain. You've got Curtis Jones and James Milner. There's James Milner. I imagine James Milner will be involved in some way, shape or form here. So let's go with that. I'm going to keep Curtis and Ox sort of floating around here for the moment. Elijah Dixon Bonner, maybe, again, probably more likely to be amongst the substitutes. Right, forwards, dear me. By the way, keep your comments coming on here. I'll read through a few. Madison Hall saying Morton was solid against Leicester. Yeah, he started really well this season. I think he's had a little struggle. I mean, look, Tottenham Hotspur away from home. He's expected to have a tough time there, and he did. But yeah, it'd be interesting to see whether we do just keep going with him, to be perfectly honest. Temi Dio, goodbye, saying Karius is going to feature. Yeah, and Christopher Campbell actually just says, in case anyone's unaware, Karius made mistakes in the 2018 final Champions League.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, Mate here. Just a little insert from me to say that if you enjoyed this podcast and the other podcasts that we put out for free and you want more, then my word, you can have more on the redmentv.com. Go over there, sign up and get extra bonus shows from us each and every week, as well as a whole suite of video content, documentaries, features and interviews. But yes, you can also play those podcasts in your native podcasting app as well to have a seamless Red Men TV experience in your ears. The redmentv.com, sign up there today. Right, so in terms of forward options, you've got James Norris, apologies if that's not your first name. We've got Harvey Blair, who we saw against Preston in the League Cup. We've got Kay Gordon, who played, of course, against Norwich, who's been ineligible for the Champions League game so far. Max Waltman, who came off the bench against AC Milan. You've got Mateusz Mazlowski in there. Obviously, Diogo Jota, Takumi Minamino, who's been in a bit of an injury doubt, and I can't imagine, I'm just going to take Divock out the running, I can't see how there's been no talk of him in training for weeks and weeks and weeks, how he just appears magically fully fit and ready. So I'm going to throw Divock completely out there and bring Taki back into the chat. So let's actually position these, because I don't think Muslowski will play, because I don't think we've seen it. I think he's a bit lightweight at the moment. Norris, I suspect, will be, if he's anything, he might be in the substitute pack. If we've got... So we haven't got, like, tons of attacking options. I will presume that Minamino's not fit either, but maybe he's fit enough to take his place on the bench. So you've got a conversation here where you could have a front three of Roberto Firmino leading the line, Jota and Gordon. I'm going to follow the logic that Bobby, again, will only be out of isolation at the very earliest today. So if he would be more likely a substitute option, which leaves us with Jota, and I think then Kurt Jones would move to the left wing. If Kay Gordon's there, I think that would be that. Yeah. Right, okay, we're getting there, aren't we? I don't think Henderson will play. He's played a lot of football. I don't think you need to risk him. I think the same is true with Trent Alexander-Arnold. So let's have Nico Williams at right back. Sorry, Trent. I mean, not sorry. You're probably made up to be having a bit of a rest there. Good opportunity for Canate. I think, do you go with... Okay, yeah. I think Canate's played a fair bit as well. Kometio struggled against Leicester, but it was Jamie Vardy. But maybe that was an indicator, seeing him play, that he's about to take in the absence of... If we're going to move on, Big Nat Phillips, then maybe that was a little hint towards what we'll do with Kometio. I'll put him down there. Okay, we're getting there, aren't we? Maybe we start... Do we start Robbo? Ooh, okay. Let's start Andy Robertson. Wild. And let's put Owen Beck on the bench. And then it's a midfield of... Be nice to have Oxlade. I mean, you could start Ox up front, couldn't you? Okay. I mean, it's not exactly the most dynamic of midfields, that. Let's try that. And you've got Ox as a spare. Do you put Ox into that team? Let's go... Oh my good God! Because I'm gonna have to take a swipe at this, aren't I? So let's try that. Is that? Oh God! Right. Okay. So let's try and work out the substitutes bench. I think that's my team. Right. We're gonna go. Let's move these back. Fact, let's see what people think before we dive onto that. Let's see. Oh, Jordan Shields, the Super Chat. Thank you so much, Jordan. Thank God the game is on. Got tickets for my two cousins' first game, and they're flying from Northern Ireland. Wouldn't want the under-9 tickets going to... My pound tickets going to waste, yeah. I know, it is good, isn't it? It's... The FA Cup, it's the third round of the FA Cup. We saw 2 years ago Liverpool's most senior footballers that we fielded that day were... Curtis Jones was the most senior footballer. Harvey Elliott played, Nico played, Sepp Vandenberg played, Keanu Hoover played in that game, Pedro Quiroga played in midfield. It was not a good team. Now, I did an Oppo preview today. I thought it was really interesting. If you want to know more about Shrewsbury, check out the opposition preview. So I chatted to Lewis Cox, who writes for the Shropshire Star. He's their local reporter on Shrewsbury, and he thinks there was a really bad taste in the mouth for the club and for the Shrewsbury fans because of how Liverpool dealt with that return replay game 2 years ago. That they'll be banging for it. He thinks they're a better team, and he thinks they've got a better, more progressive manager this time around. So if you want more, get more of a picture and all the little juicy little stories and subplots in true FA Cup fashion, there's a couple of really good ones there. Check out the Oppo preview streaming right now on Redmen Plus. It's going to be more of a contest, I think. So I think we've got this logic that Liverpool beat them with a team of kids. Bear in mind, we were better than them. It was an own goal that got us through, and what a hell of an own goal it was, by the way. But I think we might need to go a little bit stronger in this game than we did. If you expect that a team of as weak as that last one was is going to be enough for this game, then we might end up being quite shocked by what happened. So anyway, that's my thinking on this. So I reckon let's put Alisson in there for now. I think we'll probably go, we might have to go with the two goalkeeper option. There's Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain. Who else do I want? Conor Bradley will defo be on the bench. Owen Beck will defo be involved. Then, in terms of forwards and midfielders, it depends. And I can't, we can't know this, to be perfectly honest, but I wonder whether, I think we probably put Konate on there. That's six. Okay, well, we're flying here, aren't we? Waltman got his look in the day, so that stands to reason that he would be there or thereabouts. You maybe have Bobby Firmino, just to get him, you know, just to get him involved. And then who do we need, really? Oh, this is just a pile of... just a huge mess. Jordan. Okay, what's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That'll do. What do we think? Connor McMullen with the super chat. Thank you, Connor. Fair play working the team down from the 50-odd cards you got at the start. See, whittling. Like, it's like if you watch like a piece of art constructed and they start off with a blank canvas and a brush. And they're like, I'm going to paint this into the most incredible forest scape you've ever seen in your life. And you're like, not a chance. Not a chance. You can turn those splodges of colour and that brush and that white rectangle there into a full-on, you know, photorealistic forest scape. And you do, eventually. I could be miles off here. I mean, there's a chance that, like, half of these have got COVID and they've not told us. Michael McGuinness, yes, Paul, looking forward to this. Muzliowski, Waltman, Balaghese, Pitaluga, and a few more kids to have a chance. Yeah, and that's one thing I've missed out on, actually. I wonder whether maybe there's a little slot there for Muzliowski on the bench somehow. I mean, obviously not then, and whether we've seen, you know, we saw Harvey Blair, did he give him another go? I don't know. Again, is the honest answer one. But Muzliowski's getting a lot of love in the comments from Taj Ali. I hope Muzliowski gets some minutes. Tinks Valorant says Jones instead of Clarkson. Jota left wing and the Ox centre forward would be best. Ooh, okay, cool. So, I mean, that would be a better team, by the way. So, Curtis Jones, Alex Oxlade, Chamberlain. Now, that gives us a better 11, without a doubt. But does it give us... is it too much? Okay, how's this one? I don't think anyone would really like this. Actually, yeah, I'm going to take... I don't know why. I've got no idea how you've allowed me to put Jota in this team. That's not my fault. You've seen what I'm working with. I am spinning so many plates here. It's absolutely ridiculous. So this is on you. How the fuck have you let me put Diogo Jota in this team? Right, it will be Oxlade-Chamberlain. And it will be more likely that. And Diogo Jota will go on the bench, because I think Liverpool will want to win the game if they can. And it will be that. It will be more like that, I reckon. Now, is there a more attacking... maybe there's a more attacking player to go there instead of Lytton Clarkson, who's a youngster, so maybe like a Balaghese? I don't really know. Okay, I'm going to go... because we've been saved. It was a great shout there, by the way. Not from Tinks. It was an interesting shout, but yeah, Uktash Gupta said, please don't risk Jota. And it's not up to me, of course. It was nearly up to me as far as like the rules of secession go. I am not miles further down. I don't know if anyone ever remembers the film King Ralph. Basically, that entire royal family die, and John Goodman, who's some mad American slacker, ends up as the king of the United Kingdom. That's basically how I've nearly ended up being on Liverpool's bench this weekend. Liam saying, what's wrong with Jota? Nothing's wrong with Jota, he's amazing, but JP Killswitch nails it. Says, if Jota gets injured in this game, I will cry. So I think that's why we might withdraw him. But I think we'll see a little bit of... if the game's going... we've got a choice. So you might see Owen Beck start here and then Robbo just comes in for 30 minutes at the end. Or you might see him, or one way or the other. And similarly with Nico, because there's a chance Nico Williams actually could play against Arsenal if needs be as well. All of this is entirely based on the fact that I do not know. When the outbreak occurred on Monday, Tuesday, Liverpool have not released any information on who those players affected were. We know Pep Linders was, so he won't be around for this game at all. Jurgen Klopp could theoretically come out of his isolation on Saturday. maybe actually on the day of the game itself, whether that's too soon and whether he's got to get a negative test in order to do that. So we don't know where that's at. But I don't know. None of us knows who this is. So we've got, I think that's a reasonable team. It's got just enough senior players in it. So Gomez, Nico, James Milner, and obviously the a couple of the attacking lads there. Because you don't want to get caught cold, but also what you want to do is make sure that the senior players that you've got available are up and running and ready for Arsenal, because that's now a massive game next Thursday, huge. And the problem is that in terms of Liverpool's attacking options, we have to hope Roberto Firmino comes back fine from COVID. We do need to wrap Diogo Jota up in cotton wool, and then we need to find other lads to play around them, because until Origi gets back, and Origi might even yet get sold, or Minamino gets back, we're going to end up seeing quite a bit of Curtis Jones and Oxlade-Chamberlain in the front three. And in that regard, it could be a big, big afternoon for Cade Gordon to shine, because, let's be honest, we haven't got a natural fit over on that right wing with no Salah at AFCON and with Harvey Elliott still out injured. Having a left footer on that right hand side to try and look, he's not going to come close to being able to replicate what Mo Salah actually does, but mechanically, be it, you know, that natural body shape and whatever, and looking to drive into the box onto his left foot as opposed to being going around the outside, Yeah, a couple of shouts. Darren Wong asking, isn't Leighton Clarkson on loan? No, he was recalled this week, so he is available for this one. And a few people mentioned Jaros as a potential for the goalkeeper slot. Potentially, possibly, sure. Yeah, why not? He's obviously just had a good loan spell that he's come back from as well. So, yeah, that is the potentials. Thank you so much for everyone. I'll just check if there's no more interesting comments before I do round up, particularly from our... we had one from our YouTube member, Gareth Baird. Divock will be at Newcastle. I hope not. I hope we keep Divock Origi for as long as he wants to stay at Liverpool, to be honest. I'd be giving him a new contract, because why not? What do you think? What do you feel? What was anything wild you do there? So I've left out a ton of, there's a ton of absolute detritus underneath here, and world-class players as well. Probably won't be Alisson on the bench. I would probably put another kid on there. Or it might be one of the... No idea. Let's leave it there, because we can talk ourselves in circles all day. What do we think to my whittled down Liverpool 11? I started here, it feels like about 3 days ago, with a solid block of oak, maybe even granite, and I've just chipped away, and that is the 11. Peter Lugar in goal, Robertson at left back, centre-back pairing of Kometio, Gomez, right-back Nico Williams, midfield three of Tyler Morton, James Milner, Leighton Clarkson, and a front three, left to right, Jones, Oxlade-Chamberlain, Gordon. On the bench, I've gone Alisson Becker, Harvey Davies, Ibrahima Konate, Jordan Henderson, Mateusz Musiałowski, Diogo Jota, Connor Bradley, Owen Beck, Max Waltman, and Roberto Firmino. Ooh. Yeah, I'm never going to get it right, so I could tinker this all day long. Yeah, if you want to know if I'm right, we'll be doing a watch-along this Sunday. There'll be a team news reveal about 12:45 on Sunday, where we'll find out exactly what the Mighty Reds have gone for. There's a press conference Saturday, with Kravitz, and the watch-along itself will be about 15 minutes before kickoff, so 1:45, so tune in for that one there as well. I should be at the game, all things being well and even. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend before then. Do go and check out the opposition preview, so you want to get a bit of more insight from a literal expert who covers Shrewsbury Town professionally, then do go and check out Oppo Preview over on Redmen Plus. Chris has also done a wonderful stat show delving into the sports science of how you get footballers on the pitch and how much they can do and can't do and all that kind of stuff. Loads and loads of questions, particularly at the moment given the current climate, and Jürgen Klopp talking about the how many days players need to recuperate and recover ahead of other football matches. Cyber Undish is on there with Chris, and he is literally, it's his field of expertise. So So if you want to know more and go deeper behind the stats and tactics and fitness and all that kind of stuff, then check that out as well. And we've also got an incredible feature coming out at the end of this month, looking at all the murals that are in and around the Anfield and Liverpool area as well. Perfect time to join Redmen Plus, because if there are no games, you'll need Liverpool content, and we've got you covered. Thank you so much. Oh yeah, and this t-shirt, redmenmerch.com. Choose life, choose Origi. I'd give anything to choose Origi for this one. Hopefully we can do it in the very short, distant future. Other than that, have a boss time. Thanks so much for helping. You guys have been awesome. I'll see you all soon. Ta-ra.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.